The atmosphere here in Khartoum right now is relatively calm. There are no more reports of attacks and killings. What I heard earlier this morning was some sort of an attack in an area called Maigoma in Khartoum North. I tried to confirm the attack, and really it got confirmed, but three people got injured, seriously injured. It is an attack against Southerners by armed Northern gangs.
And the injured are Southerners?
For sure. They have been killing, injuring, and intimidating Southerners for now three consecutive days.
The area of Mairuma, what type of area is Mairuma?
No, it's a mixed-up area. You've got Northerners and Southerners there.
Who are the gangs?
These are armed Arabs, Arab citizens. They are carrying rifles. They are armed to the teeth. They are pursuing Southerners in retaliation for the Monday's event.
Is there a government presence on the street, such as police or military, to keep calm?
You have the presence of authorities. You have them all the time. You have them throughout. You have them everywhere. But at the same time, attacks are being done in front of the authorities. You have police. You have security. You have the army. You have everybody there. But at the same time, the attacks are also being done in their presence. So there is no need for them.
According to your sources, was there also a police or government presence in Maigoma this morning?
No, there was no government when the attacks occurred in that place, according to the call I received. But after 15 minutes, the government arrived, the police arrived. They don't arrest these perpetrators. The government is not arresting Northerners. It's only arresting Southerners.
What is the government doing to appeal for calm? I understand that President Bashir was on television.
Yeah, yesterday President Bashir issued a statement urging all Sudanese people to remain calm. It was yesterday night because we had clashes on Monday, on Tuesday, and yesterday evening is where Bashir issued his statement.
Did you see any of the clashes yourself?
I saw them. I went to Khartoum Teaching Hospital. I saw bodies, 46 bodies, fresh bodies. I think the attack, they were killed yesterday night.
How many Southerners are in Khartoum? Is it a large percentage?
Approximately not less than 4 million Southerners inside Khartoum.
And how are relations normally between Southerners and Northerners in Khartoum?
Of course, you know very well that there had been 21 years of war between the South, mainly, and North. And don't expect that there were good relations between Southerners and Northerners.
So there has always been tension.
Of course.
However, did Mr. Garang enjoy very much support by various elements of the North? Or would you say that almost 100% of the Northerners in Khartoum were critical of him?
Really, the support of Northerners to John Garang is based on their own interest. It is just a matter of political maneuvering.
Among the Northerners of the city, what was the reaction to the death of John Garang, and do they, like the Southerners, suspect there may have been foul play, or do Northerners believe that it was an accident?
Let me put it to you that the reaction of yesterday and the day before yesterday, the Northern reaction, is really their true stance against Southerners. They reacted badly. All Northerners, they mobilized their ranks. They mobilized themselves against Southerners, Muslims, communists. It was something really beyond our imagination and expectation.
Even the Communist Party.
Yeah, of course. How can you differentiate between a communist Northerner and an Islamist Northerner? How? All of them, they reacted badly against Southerners.
Are there any active groups, such as the churches, have they been playing any role in bringing peace to the communities?
Church leaders gathered the day before yesterday in Greenwich Hotel, where SPLM members are based. They voice out their concern about the situation, and they urge all Sudanese to remain calm and